Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Have you ever been in a meeting or conversation with someone and they never stop talking? Well, then you've never been in a meeting or conversation with me. Well, I'm half serious and half joking about myself, but seriously, have you ever been in that awkward situation where the person or people you are with just don't stop talking, even when you're talking? In this episode, we will talk about a reflective practice and a strategic tool that will help you in your life and get everyone involved in the conversation. I find that traditional large groups or small groups, or even one-on-one situations, can be too easily dominated by the first person to speak. I was reminded of this last week when I was attending a conference and the speaker put up a slide and it said W period A period I period T period. It was an acronym for Why Am I Talking? It was a visual cue and a reminder to say to yourself, wait, wait before you speak. Listening is hard for many of us because we all want to contribute, guide, or lead. And the speaker who put this up on the screen made me truly stop and think about, how good am I at this? Well, frankly, it's difficult for me for a couple of reasons. One, I grew up in a family where we learned to talk over each other and at each other to make sure that we were heard. Every friend I've ever had who attended a full family function of ours left laughing at the fact that no one listened and everyone was speaking. And second, I process at 100 miles an hour, so I can formulate my thoughts, ideas, and solutions quickly. So I'm usually quick to speak. I have to work on waiting. Wait reminded me of the intentionality that leaders have to have in order to support those they serve. Listening to others is not always easy, and it is critical for us to be intentional about listening and, more importantly, waiting. This is why. People need time to process, and they need time to formulate their thoughts. We need to be intentional in our practices about providing people visual evidence in order to successfully formulate their thoughts and to have a universal talking point. And that's what we're going to look at today. The beauty of conversations is that if you are truly listening with empathy, you are working to understand the person's perspective in front of you, the people around you, and most importantly, everyone you serve. One of the worst human behaviors that I believe the majority of people have is formulating their next comment while the other person is talking. That is completely natural. But now, when you find yourself doing this, I want you to hear this in your head. Wait, why am I thinking? Instead of listening. Do you see that? Wait's a loaded acronym. Why am I talking? Why am I thinking? I find this inability to listen, much like when you're reading a book and suddenly you've read an entire page, but you haven't really read anything because you've been thinking about everything else. If you apply the wait technique in conversations, meetings, and interactions with others, a few things will happen. And this is why the strategy is so great. The number one complaint I frequently hear from people is that they don't have time. How much time do we spend in a conversation discussing the same thing over and over because we are not applying wait? How much time could be saved if people in decision-making took the initiative to sit back and wait while others were speaking, hear their perspective, and then support or coach? A ton! The second thing that happens in leadership when you are intentional and wait is that the person you are serving grows in willingness to take risks, speak, share thoughts, criticisms, and support improvement. When we are with others, we too often do not provide enough time for them to formulate their thoughts. Think back to when you were in school and the teacher would ask a question to the entire class. The teacher gives you directions on a project and then asks, "Does anyone have any questions?" They wait like maybe 3 seconds, look around and say, "Okay, get to it." What is the first thing that happens? Well, we all turn to each other and ask, "Hey, what are we supposed to do?" Then someone eventually gets the courage to go up and ask for clarification. A good teacher then stops everyone and says, "Here are the directions again." Do you remember how much more attentive you were the second time? It's because you had reflected, you grew frustrated, and now were very much in tune with what was being said. I'm pretty certain this happens to us as adults as well. As a matter of fact, I believe it's worse for us, and that is why we have to practice being intentional about our listening and conversational behaviors. So let's look at a tool to help us get information from those we serve, set a standard around the conversation or problem, and allow people to wait. This tool is commonly called a consensogram. You can look it up. It's on Pinterest, YouTube. Just Google it. It's everywhere. Here is what you need to do a traditional consensogram for the first time. And then over time, you can begin to become more creative with your approaches. First thing you need is a large post-it pad, like the big butcher paper ones that stick to the wall, 24 by 30 inches, and then a bunch of sticker dots, like the ones people use at rummage sales. You also need a marker and a topic. A consensogram is a visual tool used to show the understanding, progress, likes, or concerns of a group. It allows everyone present to indicate how they feel about a certain topic or conversation, initiative, or project. So here is how to use it to support others. You take a topic that you need feedback or a better understanding of, and you write it across the top of the paper. Let's do one fun example to support your culture and one serious one to support your leadership. One consensogram that I will often do with a new group of people is musical genre choices. I give everyone 3 dots to indicate their musical preferences. So on the sheet of paper, the top simply says musical genre choice. Then in the middle of the sheet, I draw a line from left to right, and below the line, I list as many musical genres as I can. Each participant is asked before the meeting starts to place their 3 dots above their 3 go-to genres. What emerges is a clear indicator of the musical preferences of the group. There is always someone in the group who writes talk radio and places a dot, but that's okay because it differentiates for you. Once everyone puts their dots on the consensogram, you have a clear visual indicator of the preferences of everyone in the room. The room has a common point to speak from, and a culture is on the wall. People are more attentive as they try to learn others' points of view as well, especially when the country versus rock conversation takes place. So here are a couple of ways you can use it for your leadership. These consensogram examples are specifically for the opportunity to have a conversation around teaming. You see, when we team, we too often don't wait. We just start to talk. We start to try to influence. And when you get a new group or existing group, one of the hardest things to do is to have the conversation around what needs to be addressed about the team's behavior, or to be honest with each other about our needs to be successful. So imagine, if you will, walking into a room and being handed a bunch of sticker dots and being told to indicate on the hanging pieces of paper what you feel, believe, or need in order to be successful. So here are some examples of how to use this team-building consensus on team culture. Using the pads of paper, write the following on the top of a sheet. My preferred communication style. Draw the line across the sheet. Tell everyone that they get 2 dots to indicate their preferred communication style. And then on the sheet, list the following as examples. I prefer face-to-face. I prefer on the phone. I prefer a text. I prefer email. I prefer snail mail. People will place their dot, and then a team preference emerges. One iteration is to have people put their names on their dots so that you can see their preferences and the team can see their preferences. One of the greatest conflicts we have is our inability to differentiate our communication for those that we serve. I sent you the email. Didn't you get my text? Well, I tried calling. Didn't you listen to my voicemail? Well, if they're not voicemail people, but they're text people, they're waiting for a text. If they're email people and not text people, they're waiting for an email. And if they're phone people, they're waiting for a phone call. Here are a couple more. On the top, write behavior with deadlines. Again, behavior with deadlines. On the left-hand side, write, quote, serious procrastinator. And on the right-hand side, write, I'm already done. Have people place their dots where they believe they are in their behavior around deadlines. People are very honest, and it is a gauge for the entire team to come to an understanding. If people self-identify as procrastinators, if the majority of the team does as procrastinators, well, you need to lead different. The team then understands that they need to approach each other differently as well, and if they are with someone who's hyper-conscientious of deadlines, they'll have to make behavioral adjustments as well. The rest of us, we're usually somewhere in the middle. Here are a couple of other team tools. Create a scale of introvert to extrovert. Create a most time I can sit still in a meeting list, 15 minutes to 3 hours. Watch the dots go very quickly towards 1 hour. I work best when lists. I need a break after X amount of time in a meeting. And any other thing you can think of to support your team. If you ever want me to come to your organization and run this model out, just email me. Anyway, what is important here is to focus on others and weight. Some of us need tools to apply the weight concept, and others of us need tools to help us find our voice. The key to this is remembering that leadership is defined by the influence you have over others. And if you're going to be Buffalo, you got to charge into these situations by using tools and providing wait time. Your influence in applying the wait concept and having tools to support it are critical. If you're in the classroom, this tool can be used in a gajillion ways. You could ask students to place dots on the scale that show how far they are along on a project, how safe they feel in class. All the questions that you have, give to the class. Watch the consensus appear. Principals can use this at the beginning of staff meetings as people walk in to discover the comfort level of their implementation of an initiative. In the boardroom, satisfaction levels with presentations, information, communication. It goes on and on. When you can create a common dialogue using tools, you also allow people to wait. Wait to speak and wait to act. People need cues, courage, and support in communication. If we could all just ask ourselves before we begin speaking, why am I talking? We could save time, increase our positional leadership, and be more of a servant for others. If we could all listen a little more and argue a little less, we'd be more productive and more positive. Frankly, we need a little more of that. And leaders need to provide the tools and model the expectations so that everyone can wait patiently for success. Success, after all, will come to the leaders who provide the conditions for success, and success comes from engaging those you serve so that they grow and speak up in order to ensure high levels of excellence for their organization. So let's do some smart thinking. Can you practice wait? Why am I talking? List strategies you could shift to a consensogram format. And finally, describe ways that you can create a culture of wait. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this with others on your social media platform and help me help others in their leadership. Always, as always, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music. Finally, the wait concept was a great reminder for me of the importance to listen and collect information about those around me to ensure that I can serve them best. The first time I learned about the consensogram process, I was floored by its ease and elegance. I've seen this employed in schools, manufacturing, and the medical field. Waiting for others to get their point across can be difficult, but tools combined with patience can get you far. This podcast was sparked by a few colleagues of mine in a conversation we had at that conference we were attending. Mary, Mark, Deb, Aaron, and Jim were great table mates, but more importantly, our conversations about those we served were richer, and it was while practicing wait that I was reminded of the importance of all of us learning from everyone around us by waiting to speak and actively listening to the knowledge everywhere. After all, it is from the wisdom of others that we reach our greatest potential. So this week, practice the wait concept and listen to the world around you and how much they want you to succeed.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.